Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we are in 1 Samuel chapter 21. 1 Samuel 21 will be read by Faith Comes by Hearing, all 15 verses.
1 Samuel 21. Then David came to Nob, to Ahimelech the priest. And Ahimelech came to meet David trembling, and said to him,
"Why are you alone, and no one with you?"
And David said to Ahimelech the priest,
"The king has charged me with a matter and said to me, 'Let no one know anything of the matter about which I send you, and with which I have charged you. I have made an appointment with the young men for such and such a place. Now then, what do you have on hand? Give me 5 loaves of bread, or whatever is here.'"
And the priest answered David,
"I have no common bread on hand, but there is holy bread, if the young men have kept themselves from women."
And David answered the priest,
"Truly women have been kept from us as always when I go on an expedition. The vessels of the young men are holy even when it is an ordinary journey. How much more today will their vessels be holy?"
So the priest gave him the holy bread, for there was no bread there but the bread of the presence, which is removed from before the Lord, to be replaced by hot bread on the day it is taken away. Now a certain man of the servants of Saul was there that day, detained before the Lord. His name was Doeg the Edomite, the chief of Saul's herdsmen. Then David said to Ahimelech,
"Then have you not here a spear or a sword at hand? For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me, because the king's business required haste."
And the priest said,
"The sword of Goliath the Philistine, whom you struck down in the valley of Elah, behold, it is here wrapped in a cloth behind the ephod. If you will take that, take it, for there is none but that here."
And David said,
"There is none like that. Give it to me."
And David rose and fled that day from Saul, and went to Achish, the king of Gath. And the servants of Achish said to him,
"Is not this David the king of the land? Did they not sing to one another of him in dances? Saul has struck down his thousands, and David his 10,000s.
And David took these words to heart, and was much afraid of Achish, the king of Gath. So he changed his behavior before them, and pretended to be insane in their hands, and made marks on the doors of the gate, and let his spittle run down his beard. Then Achish said to his servants,
"Behold, you see the man is mad. Why then have you brought him to me? Do I lack madmen, that you have brought this fellow to behave as a madman in my presence? Shall this fellow come into my house?"
At the end of chapter 20, you might remember David and Jonathan parted, and now David is on the run, running for his life. And so this is the first stop on his run for his life, chapter 21. Back in 1983, when I read this chapter, I had one of those great one-liners again. David flees Saul, takes priestly bread, and Goliath's sword. I sure had a way with words back when I was 28 years old, didn't I? In 2002, I wrote, "David lies to a priest for food. He also eats holy bread. Does the end justify the means? Even Jesus refers to this incident, inferring that religious ceremony does not come before preservation of life." In 2007, when I read this chapter, I wrote, "Survival. David is on the run. He lies to the priest, he eats consecrated bread, goes to the enemy for safety, and falsely acts insane to save his life. All this for a guy anointed king of Israel. Where is his faith?" Jesus refers to this chapter in Matthew chapter 12, verses 3 through 4, "So he read more than the Torah, the first 5 books of the Old Testament." Well, I think we've all used the term white lies. What are they anyway? Lies that somehow justify the means? Well, in this chapter, we can probably count about 3 white lies for David is using. First of all, he lies to a priest. Can you imagine that? Lying to a religious figure, a priest, a pastor? He tells the priest he's on the king's business. Lie number two is he said he's got a gang of men with him. He's running on his own. The next lie is maybe more like a half-truth. He says, "For I have brought neither my sword nor my weapons with me because the king's business required haste." Well, yeah, he ran out of there in haste, but it wasn't because of the king's business. It was because he was, on his own, running. Well, I guess it could be from the king's business because he's running from the king. So I think that's a little bit of a half-truth, don't you? Next, he runs to Gath, which is the enemy's territory. Gath is part of the Philistine country. So he is now running behind enemy lines to save his own bacon from Saul. Well, David has made the Philistine news quite a bit. So they know exactly who he is. They recognize him. So what does he do? Verse 13. So he changed his behavior before them and pretended to be insane in their hands and made marks on the doors of the gate and let his spittle run down his beard. This chapter is full of white lies, isn't it? Maybe you too are stuck in some uncomfortable circumstances at the moment. Are you acting on your faith in God, or are you tempted to offer up a few white lies yourself? One thing I like about the Bible is it's filled with stories about real people. Though David is certainly one of the most famous and most faithful people in all of Scripture, he is a flawed human being like the rest of us. If my life was in jeopardy, maybe I would stretch the truth a little bit too to save my own skin. Oh, I would like to say to you that I would not do such a thing. I would like to tell you I would just rely on my faith in God and pray, hope, and expect Him to save me. But Father, when faced with uncomfortable circumstances in my life, I pray that you would put a shield of protection around me, that you would strengthen me so that I could stand on my faith in you. And Lord, I would hope that that would be my response. But Lord, I pray that if I do stretch the truth a little bit, if I have some white lies in my life, I thank you that you are a God of forgiveness and that you forgive me when I fail you. Help me, Lord, to walk with you when the circumstances get a little uncomfortable in my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.